Aircheckdownloads.com. Great Britain.
Okay, after 59 years of broadcasting, this is it, the last night. Very, very sad, but I'm very pleased to say that I've got on the telephone my old boss, Tony Prince. Hi, Tony.
Less of the old boss, mate.
Young boss, little boss, the boss, the only boss.
Well, those are the new clothes I'm wearing now, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, the jingles haven't improved, have they? Anyway, listen, it's a very, very sad night for all of us here, and I know that you'll be, with your tour weight round your neck, will be thinking about us tonight.
Yes, I will, and I just want to say to all the jocks on the station, all the staff, I wish you all success in the future. I know you're all great broadcasters and all got great careers ahead of you, and although it is a sad occasion, we discussed this a year ago, I kind of, like, took the blow then that, the idea of Radio Luxembourg is pretty well... you know, at the end of what it meant to us. But it, in many respects, we've got to look back on the station with happiness rather than sadness. Sadness because it's all over, but certainly happiness that, you know, it pitched in so much in our lives and for so many people over so many years.
Tony, I know you, not only with a 208 around your neck, but drive a 208 number plate as well.
That's right.
The lucky man himself. When was it you actually joined the station, Tony?
I joined in 1968 when the pirate ships came to an end in August 67. I had about 6 months working for the top-ranked dancehalls, and then Radio Luxembourg offered me a job, and I joined them for 16 years.
Did you not have a break in between the 16 years?
I took a year off once to try and become an actor, which was a bit of an ambition of mine, but that was very early on in the period. I was with Luxembourg till about mid-69, and then I left for this year. I got on Coronation Street, I was in The Lovers, but they kept typecasting me as a DJ, so I said to Christine, my wife, one day, listen, I can make more money being a DJ than acting being a DJ. Let's go back to Luxembourg, and as good luck would have it, they welcomed me back, and we had a further 14 years together.
Well, I'm glad you're back where you belong, behind a microphone in Pastures New.
Thank you, Radio Luxembourg, on behalf of many people for many happy years of broadcasting.
Long live your memories, Tony, and ours, and thank you for employing me.
Thank you, Mike. You were a great employee.
Thank you. Kind of says it all. All right, everybody, time to say goodbye, Luxembourg.
Goodbye, Luxembourg.
From north to south,
from east to west,
the folks who want the best,
listen to Luxembourg.
The great 208, the ring-a-ling swinging station of the stars.
It's time to end another day of broadcasting originating from our studios in the Villa Lavini in the city of Luxembourg, Luxembourg, Europe. We hope you've enjoyed this evening's programs and that you'll join us tonight on 208 meters in the medium wave band for more music at 7:30. This is Paul Burnett on behalf of the entire staff and management of the English service of Radio Luxembourg, including DJs Kid Jensen, Dave Christian, Bob Stewart, and Mark Wesley, wishing you a pleasant good evening and good morning.
Well, that's how the Luxy legends used to do it. This is for real. 10.5 years ago, I didn't dream I could be here to carry out the final words on the close down of the world's biggest and most famous commercial radio station. I'm both honored and sad to say a fond farewell and goodbye after over 59 years of broadcasting. So on behalf of the present Luxy team and all the past presenters and staff, this is Mike Hollis saying thank you, and may Radio Luxembourg live on forever in your fondest memories.
Maybe the morning will find the sunshine.
Aircheckdownloads.com.